Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stolen Elections, The Takedown of Democracies Worldwide, is a non-fiction investigative account by Ralph Pezzullo that examines claims of coordinated election interference and democratic subversion across multiple countries. Framed around the work of whistleblowers and former intelligence professionals, the book presents itself as a long-form expose on how election systems can be manipulated through software, hardware, administrative weaknesses, and corporate fronts that obscure responsibility. Its central purpose is not simply to describe alleged wrongdoing, but to argue that modern democracies are vulnerable when voting infrastructure is poorly understood or insufficiently scrutinized. The book also places strong emphasis on the personal and institutional obstacles faced by those who tried to bring their findings to public authorities. As a result, it sits at the intersection of political investigation, election security critique, and contemporary debate about democratic trust. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a transnational conspiracy framework built around election manipulation. The book's broadest claim is that election interference should be understood as a cross-border system rather than a series of isolated incidents. It presents Venezuela under Hugo Chavez as the starting point for a long-running effort to alter election outcomes, then extends that network to other state actors and aligned interests. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from single election controversy and toward the infrastructure of coordinated influence. In that sense, the book is less interested in one disputed vote count than in the possibility that democratic systems can be targeted through sustained cooperation among governments, intermediaries, and technical specialists. That approach gives the work its geopolitical scale. It also explains why the book repeatedly returns to international alliances, shared methods, and the export of tools and tactics across borders. The result is a narrative about democratic erosion that is global in scope and strategic in logic, not merely partisan in interpretation. Secondly, software, hardware, and administrative weaknesses as the mechanics of vulnerability. A major analytical thread in the book is the idea that election interference depends on exploiting the practical design of voting systems. The book describes Venezuelan-developed software, Chinese hardware, and administrative vulnerabilities as part of the same operational chain. This is important because it treats election security as a systems problem, not just a matter of voter fraud in the narrow sense. Technical tools may affect the counting or transmission of results, while procedural gaps can make those tools effective without leaving obvious public traces. By connecting software, physical equipment, and administrative process, the book argues that the weakest link in an election may not be the ballot itself, but the surrounding machinery that supports it. That perspective makes the book especially focused on infrastructure rather than ideology. It asks readers to think about how trust is produced, where it can break down, and why modern elections require scrutiny at multiple points, from equipment procurement to final tabulation. Thirdly, whistleblowers as investigators when institutions do not respond. The book gives considerable attention to the role of whistleblowers Martin Rodiel and Gary Berntsen, portraying them as the people who assembled evidence after official channels failed to act. Their importance in the narrative is not simply heroic, it is structural. The book suggests that if established institutions dismiss or delay serious allegations, then independent investigators become the main bridge between hidden evidence and public accountability. It also emphasizes that their work involved recruiting the actual software engineers who allegedly built the system, which indicates a level of investigative depth beyond rumor or inference. This focus on whistleblowing serves two functions. First, it reinforces the book's claim that the conspiracy was difficult to expose because it was layered and protected. Second, it places moral weight on persistence, documentation, and technical corroboration. The result is a portrait of accountability work as dangerous, methodical, and dependent on individuals willing to challenge both official silence and political discomfort. Fourthly, election security as a democratic trust problem, not only a technical one, beyond the alleged conspiracy itself. The book uses its findings to argue that election security is inseparable from public confidence in democratic institutions. The repeated references to dismissal by the FBI, CIA, and members of Congress suggest that institutional credibility is part of the story. If citizens believe election systems can be manipulated and institutions are unwilling to investigate, then trust erodes even before legal conclusions are reached. That is why the book positions itself as a warning about modern democracy. The issue is not only whether one election was affected, but whether the public can believe the process is legitimate. This makes the book more than an investigative report. It is also an argument about the fragility of democratic legitimacy under conditions of technical complexity and partisan suspicion. By foregrounding doubt, reform, and vigilance, the book presents election integrity as a continuing civic responsibility rather than a one-time procedural fix. Lastly, a polemical investigative style that blends evidence, advocacy, and urgency. The book is notable for how it combines investigative nonfiction with a highly assertive interpretive frame. It is described in promotional material as exposing one of the largest criminal conspiracies in history and as a wake-up call for readers who care about freedom. That style matters because it shapes how evidence is presented, not as detached reportage, but as part of an urgent case for institutional reform and public alertness. The book's persuasive force comes from this blend of narrative tension, intelligent style framing, and political warning. At the same time, that approach can make it feel more like Natixte than a conventional academic study, which is part of its identity in the marketplace. The book stands apart from more neutral election security titles because it does not merely describe vulnerabilities. It argues that they are being exploited through organized international action. This gives the work intensity and immediacy, while also placing greater responsibility on readers to evaluate its claims critically. In conclusion, Stolen Elections, the takedown of democracies worldwide, will most interest readers who are drawn to political investigations, election security debates, whistleblower accounts, and books that examine how democratic systems can be vulnerable to hidden manipulation. It is especially relevant for readers who want a narrative that connects technical election infrastructure with broader questions of institutional trust and foreign interference. For those audiences, the book offers two practical benefits. It provides a framework for thinking about how voting systems can be compromised, and it shows how difficult it can be for investigators to move allegations into public view when official institutions are resistant or skeptical. What makes it stand out from many other books in the genre is its combination of transnational scope, technical focus, and explicit emphasis on whistleblower-driven investigation. Rather than treating election controversy as a single country partisan dispute, it frames the issue as a long-running international operation. Readers looking for a measured academic treatment may find its tone forceful, but readers looking for a high-stakes investigative exposé will find that intensity is central to its appeal. It is most distinctive as a book that merges espionage like narrative energy with a direct warning about the fragility of democratic legitimacy. If you would like to support Ralph Pezzullo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.